This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Work continues at this hour in Madrid to comfort the survivors, care for the wounded, and identify the dead following Thursday's bombing of four commuter trains. Among the 200 known dead are victims from 10 other countries. Many have yet to be identified. Some migrant workers, given the severity of their injuries and limited documentation, may never be identified. There were also more than 1,400 people wounded in the attack, some critically. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski joins us from Madrid's train station. Jerome, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And tell us, if you can, the scene right there in the train station, what it's like to be there now.
Well, right here in the train station, it's quite moving. I'm standing near a memorial where there are hundreds of votive candles flickering. Someone has put a sign that says, "We are all on the same train." Some people here are really in tears. It's quite moving. At the same time, outside, life is starting to return back to normal. Shops are open. There's the usual heavy traffic in Madrid. But obviously, the signs are everywhere. There are black ribbons, huge black ribbons draped from some of the larger buildings. Spanish flags everywhere with black ribbons painted onto the center of them. I think a lot of people are emotional today, also after we heard that a very, very, very moving story about a little girl, a baby girl, who on Thursday there was an appeal to try to find her parents. She was 7 months old, and they couldn't find her parents. She was injured and being treated in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when nobody answered, they feared that the parents had died in the train wreck. They did find her mother eventually, but her father is now still missing. And apparently, now there are 200 victims. The 199th victim was her. She died last night in the hospital. The doctors were unable to revive her.
Mm-hmm. Drove millions of people demonstrated across Spain yesterday, and I gather the event has a name now.
It certainly does. It's called M11 here, which is stands for March 11th, or in Spanish, Once de Marzo. Obviously, there's the echo of September 11th, or 9/11. And a lot of people themselves, when you talk to them, they draw the parallels. They draw parallels between ETA and Al-Qaeda. They draw parallels between what happened here and the Twin Towers. I mean, the scenes are very similar. They have been since, you know, the scenes of panic and people dazed and crying and bloodied, running from the explosions on Thursday, to these outpourings of emotion and people just kind of hugging each other on the streets that we saw last night at the demonstration and elsewhere.
And Jerome, we have to note elections tomorrow, of course, between the ruling Popular Party and the Socialist Party. What effect might this bombing have on those elections in the 15 seconds we have left?
Well, indeed, the governing Popular Party, Prime Minister José María Aznar, has been known as the party of law and order, and it's keeps repeating that it's doing all it can to fight ETA. So if it is Al-Qaeda, it could be more damaging for them, for sure.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.